今年呢，我们要开始讲一本新的书。
This year we're starting a new book.
这本书呢，就是《出埃及记》。
And this book is Exodus.
那么呢，《出埃及记》呢是摩西所写的一卷书呢。
It is one of the books written by Moses.
我们一般呢叫圣经的头五卷书呢，就是摩西五经。
And the first five books is called the Pentateuch.
那么呢，就是说呢，这本其实这五卷书呢是彼此有关系的，它不是五卷分开的书。
And these five books are all connected together. It's not separate.
那么这五卷书呢，就是《创世纪》、《出埃及记》、《立位记》、《民数记》跟《生命记》。
And these five books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
创世纪就是讲到不同的来源呢，不同的起初。
And the book of Genesis is talk about all the beginnings.
包括了天地的来源，包括以色列人的来源。
Including the how the earth and the heavens were made, and including the beginning of the Israelites.
出埃及记的重点呢，就是讲到救赎。
And the main point for the Exodus is redemption.
那么也讲到了他们离开埃及的经过。
And talks about the process how they left Egypt.
民数立位记呢是讲到敬拜神。
And Leviticus it talks about worship.
民数记呢记载以色列人为什么会在旷野里面流浪40年呢？
And the book of Numbers talks about why the Israelites were wandering in the field in the desert for 40 years.
这个呢是我们现在主日学成人主日学中文班的一个课题。
And one of our Sunday school we talk about we studying the book of Numbers.
我鼓励大家来参加，因为呢你一直来学习神的话语的时候有一个好处。
And I really encourage you all to join. And there's one benefit of doing that.
就是呢，你很多问题你一个人读圣经没有想到的，但是其他人会想到。
And the benefit is that if one person thinks they might have a question, you may not have the answer.
好像今天有人问我，以色列人出埃及上厕所怎么办？
So one person asked me the question, if one of the Israelites want to go to the bathroom during the time of in the wilderness, what do they do?
我们也可以从圣经里面找到答案。
We can also find the answer from the Bible.
生命记就是神重新的再一次讲到所立的约。
In the book of Deuteronomy, talks about the renewal of the covenant.
其实呢，这五卷书呢，大概是以色列人快要进迦南地的时候呢，摩西所写的。
These five books, the Pentateuch, is written by Moses right before they get into the land of Canaan.
当时呢，其实呢，已经呢，出埃及这一代的人都已经死掉了。
And the generation of the people that who left Egypt already died.
那么呢，新的一代在这个旷野里面出生。
And the new generation have born in during the time of wilderness.
我想呢，当时呢，这些人呢，一定心里面有一个问题。
I'm sure that they probably had this question in their mind.
就是为什么我们要离开埃及？这个当时是怎么进步的一个城市来到这个旷野呢？
And I think that these new generation probably is wondering why they have to leave Egypt, such a strong country.
那么呢，摩西就写成摩西五经呢，去解释给他们听。
So that's why Moses written these five books to explain.
其实呢，我们看出埃及记的第一章的时候呢，摩西已经回答这个问题了。
And when Moses was written in the first chapter, he already answered a question.
从第一节到第七节呢，摩西就告诉他们，回答他们的问题就是为什么他们会离开埃及。
In chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, Moses already answered why they're leaving home, Egypt.
原因就是因为埃及不是他们的家。
And the reason for that is that Egypt wasn't their home.
如果呢，你看第一章的第一节的时候呢，他开始的时候呢，他就说以色列的众子，各带家眷和雅各一同来到埃及。
In verse 1, In verse 1, that they are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt with Jacob.
所以呢，他告诉他们呢，其实呢，他以色列人呢不是埃及人的。
It talked about the Israelites are not Egyptians.
他们呢是从前一个人叫雅各的带他们来到埃及的。
It's a person who called Jacob who led them to Egypt.
所以呢，所以所以他们第一个问题是要解答的，就是他们是谁呢？他们就是不是埃及人。
So the first question they have to answer is their identity. Who are they?
那么为什么他们会不是埃及人，却在埃及出生呢？
But why are they Egyptians, but they were born in Egypt?
那么呢，你从第一节到第五节的时候呢，其实呢，摩西呢就把他们进埃及的七十人的重要的人的名字记下来。
So in verses 1 through 5, Moses recorded these important people that were, who have went into Egypt.
其实呢，如果你看这一段的经文的时候呢，你就会发觉呢，其实，他的名字啊，跟创世纪四十六章里面的名字是一样的。
And these names are the same as the names that mentioned in Genesis.
在创世纪的四十六章里面呢，是记载了当时神呢告诉雅各你要去埃及了。
So during Genesis that God has told Jacob that you are going to Egypt.
你要去埃及的目的是什么呢？就是呢我将来呢要埃及你用埃及这个国家呢去培养你们成为一个大的国家。
And the reason why you're going to Egypt is God is going to nurture these people to become a great nation.
所以呢，为什么这些以色列人会在埃及呢？这原因就是神要培养他们成为一个大国。
And why are these Israelites in Egypt is because that God is going to equip them and prepare them to become a great nation.
以的确呢，就是神很信实的，就是你看见呢，他们七十个人下埃及。当他们离开的时候呢，我们算过，可能呢有超过200万的人呢。
It is very true that God is very faithful because they came in with 70 people to Egypt, but end up with about 200 million people left Egypt.
你看出埃及记第一章的第七节里面呢，它有一句话就是讲到了以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
And verse 7 But the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied greatly and became exceedingly numerous so that the land was filled with them.
我希望呢，你看这句话的时候呢，你会想起圣经其他的地方讲到生养众多，满了那地的这句话。
I hope that when you're reading this verse, that will remind you another verse that mentioned about being fruitful and multiplied.
这个其实就是曾创造这个世界的时候，在创世纪第一章的时候，他曾经讲过的。
It is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 that God talked about being fruitful and multiplied.
也在呢，当挪亚去离开这个方舟洪水以后，神祝福他的时候，也讲过这句话。
And God also talked about this to Noah after he left the ark. And told him to do the same thing.
所以呢，这个是神祝福以色列人的一句话。
So this is a blessing that God has given to Israelites.
也就是为什么呢？以色列人可以从七十个人，经过400年以后，他成为200万人。
And this is why that from 70 people, and after 400 years, and they will become 2 million people.
在创世纪的四十六。这样的里面呢，不但只告诉我们呢为什么他们会下埃及，也告诉我们呢，这些以色列人将来他的目的地是什么。
In the Genesis 46, not only tell us why they're going down to Egypt, but then also talk about what they're going to do.
神说呢，将来我必会带你们，将来呢，我必会带你们，回来这个迦南地的。
And God also told him that one day I will bring you back.
这个迦南地呢，其实就是现在的以色列这个地方，也是我们一般说巴勒斯坦这个地方。
And the land of Canaan is currently the Palestine.
这个地方呢，其实神一早就是在创世纪十五章里面呢已经应许给亚伯拉罕，就是以色列人的祖先的一个地方。
And God also has told them in Genesis that this is where the ancestor will be.
其实在创世纪十五章的时候，神已经预言以色列人将来会去一个国家住四百年，在将来才回到这个迦南地。
And God has told them, and in Genesis 15, that they will go to one place and they will return to the land of Canaan.
嗯，圣经呢告诉我们呢，其实我们新约的基督徒呢，跟以色列人有很相似的地方。
God has also told us in the New Testament that our Christians are very similar to Israelites.
因为呢，我们都是神的选民。
And we are all selected by God.
所以呢，以色列人的经历呢，成为我们基督徒的一个警戒。
So that it becomes a warning for us as Israelites went through what they have gone through.
所以呢，你可以说呢，摩西在创世纪，在出埃及记开始的第一到第七节，谈到三条的问题呢，也是我们要回答的三条问题。
So in the book of Exodus, in chapter 1-7, there are three questions. Also, are the questions that we need to ask.
这三条问题就是我是谁
？And the questions are who am I？
为什么我在这里
？And why am I here？
我要往哪里去
？And where am I going？
如果我问你是谁，你会怎么回答
？If I ask you who are you, how would you answer？
嗯，我看看哈 ，Abigail， 你会怎么回答 ？Who are you？
Abigail， who are you？
你是美国人吗
？Are you American？
Sure 哈。我们有人说，可能你会回答我是美国人。有人父母会告诉你，不是，你是怎么美籍华人呢？Asian。
Maybe you will say you are American, but your parents probably say you're American Chinese.
有人说我是中国人。
And some people may say I'm Chinese.
我记得呢，有一个故事是美国有一个很出名的基督徒叫 R.C. Sproul。
I remember a story about R.C. Sproul.
R.C. Sproul, 他是一个很出名的物教学的圣经学家，就是 apologetics 的一个 scholar.
He's a very renowned scholar.
Okay, 他早期呢曾经去东欧去传福音。
In the early ages that he went to Middle Eastern to study.
东欧是Eastern Europe,
Eastern Europe.
所以呢，他去传福音。
Oh, he went there to spread the gospel.
他传福音的时候呢，他进这个海关的时候呢，这个人就拿起他的拿起他的护照，然后呢，不断在翻。
And when he went through the custom, the immigration officer picked up his passport and keep on looking in through his passport.He asked him, who are you? He says, I'm American. And he flipped a couple more pages. He said that you're a liar. And he got very nervous. He said, but I am American. So the immigration officer saw he had a Bible in his hand. He took it. And he turned to Philippians
3:21. Yes. 现在翻不到。所以。翻到这一节呢，OK， 我们就是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
So he read Philippians 3:20, that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说：“你不是美国人，你是天上的国民，因为我也是。”这个移民官说。
He says you're not American, you are a citizen of heaven, so am I.
基督徒的确，你要知道，这个世界呢不是我们的家。
As Christians, we have to know that the world is not our home.
我们是天上的国民。
And we are the citizens of heaven.
那么为什么我们会在这个世界上面呢？
But then why are we here in this world?
这节圣经就告诉我们，我们是等候救主的来临。
And this verse tells us that we're eagerly await Savior.
所以我们在这个世界上面只是一个寄居，一个旅客。
And on this earth we are a foreigner, we are a traveler.
彼得呢曾经简直说，
Peter used to say,
在彼得前书二章十一节里面说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
1 Peter 2:11 says, Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul.
当我们等候主耶稣回来的时候呢，这个神不希望我们给这个世界同化。
And when we are waiting for Christ to come again, God does not want us to be assimilated into this world.
神就好像呢，神不希望以色列人呢变成一个埃及人一样。
It's like how God does not want the Israelites to become Egyptians.
因为我们神告诉我们，有一天我们的终点是什么？我们的终点就是得到天上的基业。
Because God has told us our destination is to have the treasure in heaven.
所以呢，我们是谁啊？我们是天上的国民。
So who are we? We are the citizen of heaven.
我们为什么在这里呢？我们就是等候主耶稣再来。
And why are we here? Because we are waiting for our Savior.
我们的终点是最终的 destination 是什么呢？就是我们要得到神给我们的基业。
And the destination for us is to take the inheritance from God.
从出埃及记的第八节到二十二节呢，记载了埃及人呢对以色列人的逼迫。
And in verses 8-22, recording the sufferings of the Israelites.
摩西希望以色列人知道了，因为他们所忍受的逼迫。他们就知道他们这埃及不是他们的家。
And Moses wanted the Israelites to know that when they're suffering, they want them to feel that this is not their home.
在第八节里面呢，第一章第八节里面呢，讲到了，有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
In verse 8 talks about then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt.
不过呢，我们查看埃及的历史的时候呢，原来呢在第十五到十六世纪，就是公元前呢，有一个年代啊，埃及人呢，埃及这个国家是给非埃及人所统治的。
And if you look at the Egyptian history during the 14th to 15th centuries, there was a king arise that is not Egyptian.
这个呢，就是如果你看历史书呢，就是讲到这个。Hyksos 这段时间的。
And then if you look at the history book, it's the Hyksos controls Egypt.
这个年代，所以我们就想到为什么当时创世纪里面这个埃及皇会用约瑟呢？可能就是因为他本身也不是一个埃及人。
And why this is why that they use Hyksos as a new king because
不是，这是为什么约瑟当时会给这个王所让他去侍奉他，就是因为他这个王本身也不是埃及人呢。
Okay, why was Joseph was serving the Pharaoh? Because he was not a
Pharaoh is not an Egyptian. Yeah, 这个是猜测了，不知道是不是。
This is only a theory.
但是呢，我们猜到这个时代大概是这个时代，就是约瑟离开世界的时代。
And this is the period that when Joseph died.
那么当约瑟离开世界的时候呢，这个埃及这个国家又回到埃及人的手上了。
And so when after Joseph died, that the Israelites were controlled under the Egyptians.
所以呢，埃及这个国家又给埃及人控制。
And so the Egyptians were under the control of the Egyptian king. king.
所以呢，这个这些埃及人不再给这些以色列人什么好处了。
So they did not give the Israelites any benefits.
那么呢，就开始逼迫这些以色列人了。
And then they start persecuting the Israelites.
这个法老呢，逼迫以色列人呢，可以分开四个阶段。
So you can separate into four different stages how the Pharaoh were persecuting them.
那么呢，他逼迫他们的原因呢，就是他怕这些以色列人将来呢会帮助这些敌人呢会攻打他们呢。
And the Pharaoh at the time was afraid is because they're afraid the Israelites will come and will go to war against them.
所以呢，他就不想他们人数太多，因为他现在以色列人的人数，他说比起他们埃及人更多了。
And because the numbers have increased in Israelite people, so he does not want them to increase in numbers more than Egyptians.
所以呢，他做了逼迫他们的四个阶段呢，就是其实可以分开两方面呢。
And there are two different categories how he persecute them.
第一样呢，就是加重他们的工作。
And the first one is the increase of labor.
所以呢，他加重他们的工作，以致到呢，首先呢，因为加重他们工作，就帮助埃及的建了两座城。
And he increased their labors, and they also built two storehouses.
那么，但是他兼职做的时候呢，反而没有令一些人的人数减少，反而呢，他们越生越多。
Even though the Pharaohs oppressed them, but that they have not decreased in numbers, but they increased in numbers.
所以呢，他又再一次加重他的工作，就是要他们好像奴隶一样做就是做这些苦工啊，做田里面的工作啊，做圈啊这些事情。
So on top of that, then he even add on more labor for them to work in the fields and the mortar.
你有没有想过，为什么加重一个人的工作呢？他会家里面生小孩生小一点呢？
So why do you think that he wanted to increase their labors and then yet have more children?
No, 为什么我加重你的工作会令你生小孩生数目小一点呢？为什么这个法老是这样子想？
Why the Pharaoh was thinking that by increasing their labor that they will have less children?
原因就是因为你工作量增加的时候，你与家庭的时间自然就小了。
So the fact that if you increase the labor time working outside, then you have less time spent with family.
那么你自然你就没有这么多小孩生出来了。
So naturally you have less children.
另外一个方法呢，这个法老他想到了。他见到了加重他们的工作不能影响他们生小孩的他的速度的时候呢，他就希望呢毁灭他们第二代。
So since by increasing the workload did not decrease the number of children, so he thought another way to destroy their second generation.
他首先呢就是要求这个收生婆呢，就是如果他们生男孩的时候呢，就要把这些男孩杀掉。
So he made a request to the midwives that if they give birth to boys, then you have to kill them.
那么后来呢，这个圣经告诉我们，这个收生婆没有听他的话，结果呢又越来越生得多的时候呢，法老呢就直接的立法。就是如果你们家里面有男孩的，那么就掉在河里面，让他死掉。
At the time, Pharaoh saw that didn't work for midwives to kill the boys, that because the number is still increasing, so he told them to throw the boys into the river.
为什么这个方法可以控制以色列人的人口啊？
Why is this method can control the populations of Israelites?
当然，你没有男生的，那么你就不会有下一代了。
So of course, when you don't have males, you will not have continual reproduction of the children.
还有，如果你只有女生的时候，你只有一个选择，你就是嫁给埃及人了。
And if only girls, you have one choice is to marry the Israelites.
你嫁给埃及人的时候呢，你是这些以色列的女孩嫁给埃及人，她最后就给他们同化了。
So if the Israelite girls marry Egyptians, so they later on will become one of them.
其实今天这个世界呢，对基督徒的态度呢，就好像，法老对以色列人一样。
So in today's world, the attitude it seems like it's from how Pharaoh treats the Israelites.
这个世界恨基督徒。
This world hates Christians.
就好像法老恨这些以色列人。
Likewise, Pharaoh hates the Israelites.
这个其实呢，耶稣在约翰福音十五章十八到十九节呢，已经告诉我们。
So in the book of John 15 verses 18 to 19 tells us.
他说：“世人若恨你们，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。”
It says that if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
这个世界虽然常常告诉我们，我们要包容其他人。
Even though this world often tells us we need to accept others.
但是其实他们却不能包容基督徒。
On the other hand, they cannot accept us Christians.
他不喜欢我们庆祝我们的信仰。
He does not. They do not want us to celebrate our belief.
也不喜欢我们坚持我们做事的原则。
And they do not like how we hold our principles.
原因就是因为基督徒不属于这个世界。
The reason for that is that we do not belong to this world.
所以世界恨我们。
So the world hates us.
所以，当你成为一个基督徒呢，你是会被给这个世界去排挤你。排斥你。
So when we are Christians, that the world will dislike us.
所以呢，如果你在好像你的工作上面，因为你的信仰，你在学校上面，因为你的信仰，人家逼迫你呢，你要高兴呢。
And so, if we are in our workplace or in our school, if other people persecute us, you should be happy.
要因为你的信仰。逼迫你才要高兴啊！
Because they persecute because of your faith, and you should be happy.
因为呢，这个证明你不属于这个世界的，你是属于神的。
So that tells you that you do not belong to this world, but you know you belong to heaven.
世界逼迫基督徒的方法其实也是一样啊。
The world persecute Christians are the same.
就是呢，它会增加我们的工作量。
So they will increase our workload.
它其实世界的希望我们怎么样呢？就是希望我们忙死了。
The world wants us to be busy.
他希望呢，你不断的增加你的工作。
The world wants us to continue to work to increase our workload.
以致到呢，你没有时间去敬拜神。
So that you have no time to worship God.
你没有时间跟你的家人一起。
So you have no time to spend with your family.
世界呢会用钱来引诱我们。
So the world will use money to tempt us.
他会告诉你，我多再给你多一点钱，你再做多一份工作啊。
So the world will offer you more money or more wages so you can work more.
所以呢，你可以买一个更大的房子。
So you can purchase a larger house.
更贵的车子
More expensive cars.
去更远的地方旅游
You can travel even further.
吃更好味的食物
And have more delicious fancy food.
条件就是你把你的命给我
The requirement is to give me your life.
你把你的时间给我
Give me your time.
这个就是世界逼迫我们的方法
So these are the ways that the world persecute us.
世界也同样呢，他希望毁灭我们下一代
So the world also wants to destroy our second generation.
他希望呢，我们下一代好像呢，他所有时间都给他。
So that the world wants all the time from the second generation to give it to the world.
他不希望他们有时间在父母的手下，让父母可以影响他们呢。
The world does not want the second generation to be under the wings of their parents to spend time with them.
所以呢，他你看就是现在第二代他们花很多时间在这个 media 上面的
So if you look at our second generation they spend so much time with the media
还有呢，他们的学校里面呢有很多不同的各样的活动。
And there are so many different activities in schools.
以知道呢，他们根本上没有时间跟他们父母一起。
So end up with no time with the family.
所以呢，最后就是整个世界去磨作你的儿女，不是你父母去影响你的儿女。
So end up the world is molding your children, and not the parents molding the children.
我从前跟这些大陆来的学生去认识的时候呢，才知道了他们念书的过程呢是很厉害的。
So when I was with spending some time with students from China, and I realized that the process of their study is very difficult.
他们说他从初中的时候呢已经是剪纸了，就是早晨六点去开始预备去学校。晚上十点才回家。
So they're telling me that during their junior high years, started, you know, leaving early at 6 a.m. in the morning and come home at 10 p.m. at night.
目的就是将来他们可以进一个好的学校。
And the purpose for that is to be able to attend a good college.
但是你有没有看到，其实这个就是世界要控制我们下一代的方法。
And do you see that this is how the world is trying to control our next generation?
当我们看见呢，我们在这个世界的时候给人逼迫。
So as we see that how we are persecuted by this world.
很多人就问一个问题了，那么神在哪里呢
？So many people ask the question, then where is God?
我相信呢，以色列人在埃及的时候呢，他经历这些痛苦的时候，也会问同一个问题。
And I believe the Israelites during the time being persecuted, they were asking the same thing.
神不是以色列人的神吗
？Isn't God the God of Israelites？
为什么神让埃及人去欺负他们呢
？And why did God allow the Egyptians to persecute them？
所以呢，我想呢，我们可以看第三点呢。
So let's look at the third point.
就是呢，因为这个世界不是我们的家。
And because this is not my home, this world is not my home.
所以神希望我们凭信而活。
So God really wants us to live by faith.
其实这个就是神允许我们基督徒面对逼迫的一个原因。
And this is why that God allowed the persecution that we face.
他希望我们知道这里不是我们的家。
God really wants us to know that this is not our home.
希望我们呢凭信心去过生活，不是凭眼见。
So he wants us to live by faith and not by what we see.
首先呢，我们看见呢，只是从出埃及记第一章里面呢，虽然以色列人面对很多逼迫。
And from Exodus chapter 1, we see that Israelites facing many persecutions.
但是呢，你可以很简单的说，他们每一次都是逢凶化吉啊。
And then you can see that every time that they have resolved it.
法老把他们的工作增加，他们反而生得更多。
So Pharaoh's increased their workload and labors, and then the number of Israelites increased.
法老呢，希望通过这个瘦身婆去毁灭以色列人下一代，想不到这个瘦身婆呢，却是敬畏神的。
And Pharaoh asked the midwives to kill the boys, and then, but again, the midwives fear God.
所以呢，就是结果呢，他们生的人也更多了。
And the end result is their numbers have increased.
我希望呢，当大家去回顾你的人生的时候
，So I think that as you reflect on your life,
你会发觉呢，神对待我们也是同一样。
Then you will discover that God treats us the same way.
就是呢，他从来没有离开我们。
That He has never left us.
当我们在患难的时候，他还是保护我们。
And when we're in trouble, that He protects us.
好像呢，在哥林多后书四章第八到第九节里面呢，保罗说：“我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。”
He told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, we're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair.Persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed.
神允许这些事情发生的时候，是要我们过一个生活呢，就是凭信心，不凭眼见的。
God has allowed suffering happens because God wants us to live by faith, but not by what we see.
出埃及记第一章里面呢，也有一个很特别的地方。
And there's a very special place in the chapter one.
其实你看出埃及记里面，你会发现一个事情。
If you read Exodus, you'll find one thing.
摩西呢，从来没有告诉你这个法老的名字是什么。
And Moses has never mentioned the name of the Pharaoh.
也没有告诉你法老的女儿的名字，虽然他出现了，但没有提到他的名字。
And Moses has never mentioned the name of the daughter of the Pharaoh.
但是呢，他偏偏呢有记载呢这两个收生婆的名字。
But he, on the other hand, he has recorded the two midwives' name.
这个呢就是示弗拉跟普厄。
And they are Shifra and Pua.
为什么会记载这些？其实他们的工作是很低等的一个工作。
Why would he record their names? And besides, their job is in the low end.
为什么不记载这些王帝啊，这些有名有权的人的名字，反而要记载这些这么低等的人的名字呢？
And why Moses did not record all the high status people, but recorded the name of the midwives?
因为这两个人是敬畏神的。
And because that they fear God.
他们情愿得罪法老，他不愿得罪耶和华。
And they do not want to sin against God.
这个就是，其实这个就是敬畏神的意思，就是你不愿意犯罪得罪神。
And this is what it means by fear God, that you do not want to sin against God.
其实这样子的人呢，才是神看重的人。
And these are type of people that God looked upon.
这个就是为什么摩西把他们的名字记载在圣经上面。
And that's the purpose why that Moses had recorded their names.
因为神觉得这两个人他才是很宝贵。
And God tells us that these two people are very precious.
因为这两个人呢，他们是凭信心而活，不是凭眼见而活。
And these two midwives, that they have lived by faith and not by what they see.
最后呢，我想呢，为什么神容许以色列人受逼迫呢？
At the end, I want to tell you that why Israelites will be, why they have been persecuted.
一个很简单的原因，因为如果埃及人不逼迫以色列人，大概他们不会愿意离开埃及。
And one very simple answer is if the Egyptians have not persecuted Israelites, they probably will not have left.
神容许这些逼迫临到他的儿女的身上，是让他们会进到他所应许的地。
And God has allowed this persecution to happen so that the citizens of heaven, the Christians, will go into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
所以基督徒，我们今天也不要在这个世界上面生活得太舒服啊。
So as we are Christians, we do not want to live too comfortably here in this world.
因为如果你活得太舒服的时候，你会忘记自己是天上的国民。
If we do live too comfortably, then we forget we are the citizens of heaven.
如果你活得太舒服的时候，你就不会凭信心生活，你会凭眼见去生活。
And if we do live too comfortably, we also will not live by faith, but by what we see.
我们要记得，我们这里不是我们的家。
We need to remember that this is not our home.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, that we thank you.
因为你拣选我们，为我们预备一个家是在天上的。
Because you have selected us and you have prepared a home in heaven for us.
求主帮助我们常常记得我们的身份。
Pray that God that you help us to constantly remind us that our identity.
让我们记得我们在世上的原因就是等候耶稣再来。
That the purpose that we're on this earth is because we are eagerly await our Savior.
愿意我们预备好自己去进入神你的国。
So prepare us so that we may be ready for it going to heaven.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We listen to our prayers and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.